Listen up, Flappies. That's right. The Last Outlaw. Double J, Jeff Jarrett here. That's right. J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Double J, Jeff Jarrett. The world's greatest singer. The world's greatest entertainer. And you absolutely know the world's greatest wrestler. And at this time, I'd like to welcome you, that's right, to the Kickin' Out Podcast. It's hosted by none other than three absolutely diehard AEW fans. That's right. It's Tanner Lee, it's Austin Shepherd, and it's Paul Zartman. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be a hell of an episode. And oh, I've got one last thing to say. One on all you folks. Choke on that, you bunch of slap nuts.
One, two, kicking out a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, our AEW Redemption prediction show, as we are less than 48 hours away from AEW Redemption taking place in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Shout out to Double J, J-E-double-F, J-A-double-R-E-double-T, Jeff Jarrett for the new intro via Cameo. I will mess with the background noise. It was not that loud when I played it earlier. Don't know what happened, so I will crank that down for next week. But Shep, how we doing?
Good, slap nuts.
I thought he did a great job with it.
Oh, did a great job. Pleasant surprise. And before we get into the picks, let's get to the elephant in the room. Why is Double J doing our intro?
Well, for one, I was ready to get a new intro. Two, Brian Alvarez had nothing to do with that. I just pulled him for now. Maybe he'll work his way back in it. But Mr. Dave LaGreca will not be part of the Kicking Out Podcast intro anymore because he busted open Wrestling Nation 24/7, rebranding to WWE Radio come Monday. Bunch of sellouts.
It's fucking sellouts. And, you know, I never brought this up. LaGreca was in that opening safe for 2+ years. And did you ever notice the fucker did it with herpes on his lip? He had cold sore.
You brought it up. You never brought it up. You brought it up so many times. You brought it up so many times on this podcast.
I have?
Yes. Yes, at least five. My God, you need new memory. Chat, help me out. Chat, help me out right now. Imagine, what's up, buddy? Good to have you back.
Unfortunate, because I truly loved Busted Open. He started that from the ground up. He covered anything and everything professional wrestling. And he had different walks of life from different companies. Now, towards the end here with Bully Ray really being the predominant co-host on there the most, he felt a little WWE-ish sometimes, and he'd tell you, I'm not biased, but we all kind of called bullshit on it. But, you know, first news today, Thunder Rosa gone.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and Thunder Rosa was really your only full-time AEW talent that was on the show regularly.
Right.
So that just tells you the writing on the wall. Not a fan of it. Really gonna miss it because, you know, the coach was one of my favorites. I felt like he, obviously his background was in WWE, but coach would give AEW props when it was due. And towards the last couple months, he was enjoying the program, enjoying some of the superstars. So I felt like we were making some headwind there, but, you know, I loved listening to stuff about TNA. They would cover New Japan. They would have independent wrestlers on.
Yep.
LaGreca, nothing will change than Thunder Rosa while losers are getting. Yeah. It's unfortunate for her. I enjoyed her perspective. She gave a really good perspective on women's wrestling. It's unfortunate. And you said it before we went on air. I probably will not renew. That's the only reason I'm on SiriusXM.
Me too, brother.
and that was on my truck 24/7. Yep. Probably not going to renew. Probably not.
Majin, for now, they have the TNA people, which is just Nick Nemeth, because Dreamer is no longer employed by TNA. But so far, Nick Nemeth's still on there. We'll see.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Baron Corbin going back.
Yes.
So he's on there. Nemeth, Dreamer, Natty.
Yep.
Mark Henry is on there, but Mark Henry has officially left AEW, right?
Yep. Yep. A while back, about a year ago, probably.
So, you know, you'll continue seeing him. Now, they did say, I did hear this, and I kind of chuckled, that the programming is still going to stay the same with After Darks. You really think they're going to do a Dynamite After Dark?
Absolutely not. WWE won't allow it.
So, obviously, LaGreca took the paycheck.
Yep.
Whatever.
I would like to think this wasn't Dave's decision. This was Sirius making a deal with TKO. But I don't know. I don't know.
If you're Dave LaGreca, and he said this, you started this out of your freaking basement, you're in SiriusXM, and now all of a sudden you align yourself with the biggest wrestling promotion in the world. Like, he think, you know, a dream come true to him. Well, it's a dream come true to him because he put a check in his pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, I feel bad not only for the AEW fans, but fans of all promotions outside of WWE. And I didn't mind some of their WWE talk, but I cannot listen to something that's 24/7 WWE with no hitting on other programs. And I should have known Wednesday something was coming, or Thursday something was coming, because I tuned in because I wanted to hear them talk about Wednesday night's Dynamite, and it was crickets, nothing. And then they came out with the announcement. I'm like, well, that makes sense then. So,
well, it was fun while it lasted, boys.
But you know, it's honestly good for podcasts like us that are AEW focused, because now that if people want more AEW audio content, they're going to be searching for it. And we're right here, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a true definition of a sicko would be somebody that listened to us.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Sicko in more ways than one.
Hey, you can't be a little bit in your right mind to hang out with us for an hour and a half every Sunday.
Got to be a sicko to hang out with that workhorse. Who's not here?
I don't... Who?
But I will give it to Paul. He did send in his picks via video. So we have video of all of his picks tonight. So in a way, I guess he's here.
You should have just played the audio so you don't have to see his face.
I could have done that.
That's mean. That's mean.
Workhorse, where you at?
I feel that
Shep.
What? Oh, geez.
He's here via on YouTube.
Is his boss? His boss doesn't know he's doing that. Should we call his boss? No, that's me. We wouldn't do that.
I mean, he's already going to get last in the prediction show, so let's not throw salt in the wound.
I feel like.
I mean.
Go ahead.
I'm trying. Okay. My mouse is not going to work with me tonight. I'm going to end up throwing this thing across the room
before the show's over. I would love to see a Tanner fit.
We might tonight.
I feel like I'm the only one that does fits.
I mean, when you're trying to get over it and hit buttons and you can't get the freaking thing to do what you want.
This might be the night I just talk nothing but Jay Lethal, because you're already pissed off, and then I'll just talk Jay Lethal the whole time.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm trying to do something funny. But the dang thing.
Now you're frozen.
See, now my internet's freezing. We're just on a roll, everybody. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to cue this up.
Old Jesus. And Paul is wrong
again. I'm just getting ahead of the game.
Are you just going to play that after every video pick? Are you just going to insert that afterwards?
I might play it after every video pick. There's a good chance.
What I was saying about these 10 picks we're getting ready to make, I feel like most of them had a decent story behind them.
Yes.
But I feel like there was one just, this is what we got left. We're going to throw it in the middle of the ring of and see what happens. And that's the ladder match out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. I mean, it's spoiled already because we haven't seen Collision, which happens tomorrow. But the results are already out there of the two contender matches of, you know, they announced four the other night.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah. But I
believe. Thank you, Logan.
Logan, respect your EVPs.
Yes. And Paul's all about the five big booms.
Yeah. Paul, go choke on a chocolate chip cookie crunch thingy mabobber. Whatever it is.
I think I know the problem with my internet. I got all the graphics up over here for the picks so I can edit them. I think having it up on the other monitor is affecting this one, but I don't want to go old school and have to write them down.
Well, that's a technology problem, because when you just have one monitor like Shep. And
every other week it works fine.
And I wrote everything down.
Logan's making excuses now for him and his dad losing at the Forbidden Door predictions. Saying he's half awake for the picks.
Excuses are like everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank.
I've already said the F word on this podcast, but I'm gonna keep that one PG.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Shep. Which match are we starting with?
I mean, we were just talking about it, so let's go with this random six-man ladder match with the winner receiving an international championship match.
Yes. And this is one there's no graphic out there because technically it hasn't been officially announced.
What was it?
But we know.
Commander and El Cone won the matches, play-in matches?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, no, Commander was announced. It was Nick Wayne and El Cone.
No, Wayne and El Cone.
Your stepson.
Yeah, no wonder he didn't get home till late the other night. I was already snuggled up, though, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
To me, at first, when I'm looking at this, I was going to pick Jack Perry, recently signed. Thinking, okay, recently signed, he's going to get a little bit of a push, committed back to the company. But then looking on paper, the only way I can pick this one is Speedball Mike Bailey wins this. And I got Speedball Mike Bailey for 3 points.
Three confident points. I also have Speedball Mike Bailey. He's from Montreal. Tony loves the guy. But I'm only going one. Whenever we have multi-men or women matches, it scares me with confident points, so I'm going low. I'm going one.
I was there with you on one, but I think we're going to have a title change, and I put my one on that.
All right.
That's all I'm going to let you know on that.
All right. Well, if I can get my mouse to work here, we'll figure out who a workhorse picked.
Probably somebody that's not even in the match.
Probably not. He probably picked Brooklyn Brawler or something.
Jay Lethal.
Roadkill. Let's see. Where is the... Okay, here we go.
This six-way ladder match was the match that I was texting you guys about Wednesday night as you were getting caught up on Dynamite. Because I went to look at the card and get our full nine-match update and realized there was a 10th match. I knew we were getting the ninth with the Bang Bang Gang and the Dogs, but then all of a sudden I see this six-way ladder match with six incredible names in it. I don't know if this is something that gets announced on Collision or not, and at the time that I'm recording this, it'll happen after I'm done recording it. But nonetheless, out of the names that are on here, you could pick any one of these, and they would be a great pick. But with the promo we just saw a week ago, and then the fact that there's been this slow build for him, I think Jack Perry's going to win this one. I've got 1 point on this.
And Paul is wrong again. Hey, I mean I can't disagree with him because I was literally thinking the same thing.
I had at one point Jack Perry written down and changed it today to Speedball, to be honest.
So I mean, yeah, he's gonna be wrong, but I mean I can't obviously harp on him with that one.
Majin said this is a tricky one, but I got Speedball. Logan Zartman said he talked a lot. Yes, your dad did talk a lot. That was over a minute. Paul should have picked Glacier, according to Majin.
Oh, great. Great.
Well, you, me, and Paul aren't going to have the same picks tonight. At least you and I might. But Paul's going in a different direction already.
Shooter's got to shoot, but I don't want to see it.
What match next?
Let's go. Let's go with the layup. Let's go Tekla and Willow Nightingale for the AEW Women's World Championship.
I do have a graphic for this one. Like you said, Tekla, Willow Nightingale, who returned from injury a couple weeks ago and won the number one contenders battle royale for this title shot. Let's lead off with Paul, shall we? If I can find a stupid. Let's lead off with Paul here.
For months, we've been talking about Mercedes Moné in Wembley, and we always came down to Tekla Moné once Tekla beat Statlander, because we knew Statlander, Moné, Wembley wasn't going to sell. We were hoping that it was going to be somebody else, but we got Tekla. And then we introduced Willow Nightingale into the mix. And although Willow is extremely over with the fans. Willow is able to do so much in the ring, outside of the ring. She's great on the microphone. Everybody seems to love her. She always says, you know, remember to smile. But as we're looking at Wembley, although I'd love to see Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Moné, I don't think it's going to be at Wembley. So I've got Tekla for this one for 9 points.
Unfortunately, Tanner, you can't play the song on that one because why am I agreeing with Paul two times in a row? As much as I agree that I'd love to see Willow get another push, the time is not right. And the longer Tekla holds this belt, the better she's getting. And when I say she's getting better, it's not her in-ring work because her in-ring work was already good. She is getting more comfortable with a microphone in her hand. When she did commentary, was it 2 weeks ago? She had me laughing I was popping. She was so good. I think it was the beach break when she came down with a margarita or a pina colada in her hand, and just the shit coming out of her mouth was entertaining and hilarious. She is winning me over the more I see her on TV and with the mic. Again, it's not time yet. I want her in Wembley with Mercedes. I have Tekla for 6 points.
So Paul with the Toxic Spider for 9. Shep with the Toxic Spider for 6. Well, this match could decide it. I got a title change. I got Willow Nightingale for 3 confident points.
Wow.
I don't disagree about the timing, but I also wonder why bring her back from injury when they did. And put her right in this title hunt. When a woman is waiting at All In that she has tons of history with, they can tell a great story with. It just makes too much sense. I think Tony's going to pull the trigger, even though, and this isn't a secret because everybody that listens to this show knows how I feel about Mercedes. Even though I think Mercedes beats her at All In. And it's a short reign for Willow.
See, I don't.
And, I wouldn't be surprised if we get triple threat. I wouldn't be surprised if Tekla gets her way in that match.
If you're going to make a title change on your biggest stage, I know they have some history and a backstory, but wouldn't you want the hottest female star you have right now going? Doing the job for Mercedes to put her over that much, even more. And nothing against Willow. Not that she's not entertaining and on the top of her game, but Tekla is trending and trending the right way.
I don't think Tony will do heel versus heel. I think he wants face versus heel.
Mercedes, I would say, is a tweener right now.
Not with lining up with the Divine Dominion.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. This could cost me my title. This might cost me my title, my KOP predictions title, but it could be cost me my title of Mr. Perfect Card. So I'm going for three in a row, Shep. I'm going for three in a row.
Blind squirrel. I could, blind squirrel can find it out every once in a while.
I just have a feeling. Like, I had Tekla written down at one point, and I thought, if Willow wins, I'm going to be so mad at myself for not taking the chance. We're going low points, but I just have a feeling. I just have a weird feeling. Like, Tony's got some stuff up his sleeve for this show, because the build for the show is catching a lot of criticism. A lot of people think they're just kind of kicking the can down the road for All In, in a way, which I think it's more the MJF scenario screwed a lot of things up for the show, in my opinion.
That or they're not just kicking the can. They could be story. They could be building.
I think we'll get a lot of stories coming out.
There's going to be a lot of stories coming out, and it's going to snowball going into Wembley. So, again, AEW doesn't do long-term storytelling. Bullshit. Here we go.
And see, Maja's got a point. I think we brought this up 2 weeks ago or so. Willow is 2-0 against Mercedes. And she took the TBS title off of Mercedes at the end of 2025. So there's a lot of story there.
The first match she was not intended to win.
You're right.
They flipped the switch when Mercedes broke her ankle.
You're right.
So you're right. I mean, unless that's what they want to tell the story about the 2-0, but
yeah. You're right.
I think it'll be a bigger story, a bigger win, a better. Do I want to say a better match? I don't know. I don't know if I want to say a better match or not. I want to say a better match with Tekla and Mercedes. And I'm not harping on Willow. I enjoy Willow. I've been a Willow fan for a while.
I still won't be shocked if it's a triple threat. Wouldn't be shocked if it's lazy booking.
And I also want to see face-to-face promo versus promo Tekla Mercedes, because that could be really good too.
That would be fun.
Yes.
That would be fun. This one might bite me, or it could make me victorious. We will see.
I'll let you pick the next one.
Let's stick with the women's division. Let's talk about the TBS title match, which I don't know about you. I thought this was a tough one to predict. Akira Shida defending against Maya World, who's been on a heater lately. Tony loves her. But is it her time to win a title, or is she still too green? That is the big question. But I'll kick us off here. I was back and forth about this one. But in the end, I think Maya World's time will come. I don't think it's Sunday. I think Shida holds it a little longer, but I only have Shida for two confident points.
This whole prediction is going to come down to women's matches. This is where I think it's the title change of the night. Again, she's been on a heater. I'm not entertained at all by Shida. I know she's an OG, but just not my cup of tea. Maya World had some great, great matches here of recently. I think it's time. And then when you say, is she too green, that's what a TBS title does. It elevates the young talent to get them on the title scene and learn how to be a champion. All it does is elevate them. That's what these mid-card titles are for. So you proved my point correct. I got my world, the new TBS champion, for 1 point.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be decided by the women's matches. Isaac, great question, and it is National Tequila Day today. He says, hey, guys, Shep, how was the FTR tequila?
If you can, I have not opened it yet.
It's a good-looking bottle.
It is a great-looking bottle. I almost don't want to open it.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to.
If you do it, you got to open it here on KOP.
I am going to open up on KOP. I didn't think a Friday night KOP was for it. So two things. I'm going to wait till our original Sunday show comes back. And more than likely, I wanted to wait till I had that title over my shoulder to pour a celebratory shot.
You're going to be waiting until 2030, my friend.
Hey, it's better with age. it's already been, let's see, I think this has already been aged. If I was reading the description correctly. Hold on here. It was aged in oak barrels, I think?
Hey, everybody in the YouTube comments, can you do me a favor? You don't have to do this by any means, but can you let me know if it gives you an option to do a super chat? Supposedly, we're eligible for those now on YouTube. I just want to know if it shows up as an option for you. So please let me know. I'm not asking you to do one because I know that costs money. If you want to, great. We would appreciate that. But just let me know if it gives you the option, please. I'm just curious. I can't see that on my side. So damn right it's a summer of Tanner. Majin,
you got your nose so far up. Never mind.
Be nice, Shep.
I am nice.
Thank you, Logan. He said you can do a super chat. All right,
cool. Hey, I'm still pissed at Majin.
For what now?
For a week and a half during our sunshine and summer here in Indiana, we had the fucking fog because Canadians don't know how to start a campfire.
It's true.
I have to send old freaking Smokey the Bear up there to teach you guys how to start a campfire so you don't burn your country down.
Sure. Sure. And yes, Maja, I did see Sting's Ice Bucket Challenge video. Very good.
That was hilarious. That was a good one.
Sting's the man. Sting's the man. We still got to get to Paul's pick.
Oh, is he still? He's out by now.
He done.
He gone.
He done. He done. He done. All right. Let's see who he picked in the TBS title match.
All right, man. This is one that gets me because I talked about Shida being the TBS champion. I thought it was the right choice out of the group of women that they had there. And then he introduced Maya World. She did phenomenal in the Owen Hart tournament. She's taken the fans by storm. I mean, everybody loves Maya World. Whether it be independence or even in AEW. And I am really not confident in this pick because, again, I could see them running longer with this, especially with the new character shift in Shida. But I've got Maya World winning this one for 2 points.
So you and Paul are in agreement in the women's matches, and I differ from both of you in both. So that's going to be interesting to follow.
Hopefully, Paul's right for once.
Martin said, I don't think it's not them knowing how to start campfires. Last time it happened, it was arsonists, apparently.
Well, I guess it was just some pissed off hockey player that doesn't have a gold medal around his neck.
It's true. It's true.
You're going to take it out on the tall oak trees.
Oh, boy. Maj says, but you agree with me, Tanner. I usually outperform both Shep and Paul combined.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Majin sends his picks in after the freaking pay-per-view's over.
I love Majin's been out from the pod for 2 weeks. He comes back fired up. Guns a-blazing. Maple syrup tasting good today.
Maple syrup. Maple, never mind.
What match we doing next, Shep?
Let's do it. How you know? Mark Davis versus Andrade El Rio. You like how I rolled my R there? I did pretty good.
Yeah. how you know for the AEW National Championship, Andrade's over, man.
Here's, and I think I talked about this on the pod the other week when they announced this match. I have a feeling I can see Andrade. He's wanting his world title shot, but they're making him start at the bottom. Do I think he's going to do a Mercedes Moné where he collects all these belts? No, but I think he runs through them. He runs through them. Here, I don't want this anymore. I got this one now. I don't want this anymore. I got this one now. Not necessarily disrespects the belt, like a Shane Douglas, but it's like, hey, look, I'm going to drop my national belt because now I got my international belt. Yeah, I said that right. So I think that's the way this goes. I have Andrade for 9.
9 for El Idolo. Logan with a great question. How long until he loses those pants?
Depends how long he takes a selfie with the girl in the corner of the ring.
Which Majin says, how long until he flirts with Angela White.
Angela White. There you go.
Yes, thank you. I know who she is. Just can't pronounce her name very well. I always want to say Angelina. It's not Angelina. It's not spelled that way. I don't know. That'd be cool if she made an appearance on AEW television, though, Majin.
That,
I know
that
you. Majin would pop in more ways than one.
Ayo, is that his new girlfriend?
He wishes.
Who? I guess I don't know who Angelina White
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Porn star.
Oh, the one that's like always the stepmom or whatever. Sure. I'm sorry. I'm not up on my porn stars. You know, not my household names.
Not so much me anymore either.
I have Mama Wang, guys.
That's true. You do.
I don't need no Angelina White.
I got, going back to the match, Andrade El Idolo for 7. Yeah, he's winning this. No way he loses this. No way. No way.
It even if he doesn't, I can see the Don Callis family getting involved, causing a DQ. That way they don't have to deal with the title change. But I think it'd be more powerful with the title change.
Look at Logan. Want to know how Mama Wayne's doing. Be careful. You're talking to a... Logan, I don't remember if you're an eighth grader or a freshman. So either way, be careful, Shep.
Let's just say before I went live, I poured her a cup of hot tea and ran her a bubble bath. We'll leave it at that.
That's very gentlemanlike of you. Well, let's see what the workhorse has to say about the national title.
Mark Davis versus Andrade El Idolo. I don't even need to talk about this one because, well, how you know? It's Andrade El Idolo, hands down. The dude's over with the fans. He's got so much momentum behind him. If they didn't strike this while it was hot, Tony Khan would be an idiot. So I've got Andrade El Idolo winning for 8 points.
Man, I'm the low person with 7. That doesn't happen very often.
So far in Paul's picks, have you noticed one thing? I feel like he's talking like he doesn't want people to hear him. Like he's talking like he's like, ah, is it just because maybe he's recording on his own and he doesn't get all fired up like you and I do?
True.
Okay.
Yeah. And who knows what time he recorded it?
Well, it is Paul.
Ah, Logan just gonna be a freshman here in a week or so. 2 weeks, whenever school starts.
Cool. Well, freshmen, when you start having girls over, make him a cup of tea and pour him a bubble bath. Can't wait till you go tell your mom that one.
Next match. Let's go with a match that's going to be a good one. Kind of thrown together the last 2 weeks, but it's got a little story to it. And that is the Death Riders, John Moxley, Will Ospreay versus the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. Interesting pick here because you can make a debate or argument that neither team can really afford a loss momentum wise on the road to All In?
No, you can't. But I have a feeling I didn't really go back and forth. I just automatically thought it had to be Mox and Ospreay because you have to build Ospreay going into Wembley. And Mox is the best thing about the Death Riders right now with him and Ospreay. Then you throw him in the Bucks, where we think the Bucks are going to be in the title picture for tag teams going into there, into Wembley. But if anybody could afford a loss and still not ruin their Wembley plans, I'm fucking green with Majin. I got John and Ospreay for 5 points.
5 points for the Death Riders. Let's see what Paul's got to say before I give my pick here.
Another Death Riders tag team match on the Redemption card is, well, an indication that eventually we could have a Death Riders versus Don Callis family full pay-per-view, and chances are we'd probably still tune in for it. But, you know, with it being Jon Moxley and Will Ospreay against the Young Bucks, yeah, we know the Bucks are on this path to try to win gold, but at the same time they're on the path to be involved in any and every Kenny Omega story line going forward right now, and we know it's Ospreay and Omega at Wembley. Moxley, I loved his comment Wednesday night on Dynamite. Well, there's no tension in this room. Kenny just says, well, there wasn't. There clearly is tension between Kenny and Ospreay just because of their upcoming match. We know that. It shows. But when it comes down to Moxley and Ospreay versus the Young Bucks, I think the Young Bucks can take a loss here. I'm not 100% confident in this one. I feel like because it is the Bucks, they could swerve us. But I've got the Death Riders for 3.
Paul with the Death Riders for 3. We agree across the board. I'm going Death Riders for 6. But what scares me a little bit, I will say, is it would be interesting if the Bucks won this match. Then you got a little doubt in the partnership and the chemistry between Mox and Ospreay on the road to All In. That'd be a little interesting little tidbit for their story.
Well, Paul brought it up, another Death Rider tag team.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Death Riders can afford to lose both matches, and they're not going to win the other.
Majin yelling at Paul, and he's not even here. So, Paul, we don't need to know your entire long, drawn-out thoughts. Make it quick. Less is more.
Wow. I think Majin spiked his maple syrup tonight.
Something. He's fired up.
So, yeah, I don't think the Death Riders can afford to take 2 L's, and they're definitely taking an L in the next tag team, and you might as well run into that one.
Might as well talk about it on this day. Cope and Cage defending the tag team titles against the Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli and the Bastard Pack.
I think this will be a very entertaining match. I really do. A contrast of different styles in this match. The hard hitting of Claudio, the high flying of Pac. But then you have just the elder traditional, we just figure out how to get it done tag team. But they're not dropping the belts on Redemption. I have Cope and Cage for 8.
8 for CNC. Right there with you, but I went 1 point up. I got Cage and Cope for 9. Yeah, they're not losing this. No way. No way. They might lose it next month in a match that we could see a lot of different tag teams in, because I think we're getting a multi-team ladder match. It's going to tear the house down.
I think we're going to get a TLC match.
Yeah, but multiple teams, right?
if you would say predict today, Bucks, FTR, Copen Cage.
You know what I'd love to see? Just for chaos?
Motor City Machine Guns in there.
And the day that's new, plus the three teams you said. Maybe even add another sixth team in there. But I don't know who that'd be. My God.
That'd be a shit show.
It would, but my God. My God. Yep. Monster Cage and Cope, because Pac's going to have visa issues again soon. Poor guy does have that a lot.
Let's not have the cleanest background check.
Majin said the big dog is fired up from winning his TCW debut. Yes, that's what they call me in TCW.
The big dog?
The big dog. Isn't that Roman Reigns' old gimmick?
Yeah, something about the big dog leaving the porch or some shit. I don't know.
Imagine if we get a multi-team TLC match, CNC Wrestling Factory retire the next day. They just might have to.
They might have to.
All right, let's see who Paul picked. I mean, I think he's in agreement with us, but let's see how many points he put on this.
We all know that Cage and Cope and any members of the Death Riders is always going to be a good match. But when you factor in the fact that it's Claudio Castagnoli and Pac, I don't know. I don't think that they work as well as a tag team as, you know, Daniel Garcia and Wheeler Yuta do. Now, if you were to put Yuta and Garcia against Cage and Cope, there'd be no question it'd be Cage and Cope. So you throw in Castagnoli and Pac to kind of spice it up or liven it up or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's Cage and Cope for 7 points.
So we got 7, 8, 9 on this match.
7, 8, 9.
Just like the Andrade match. It was 7, 8, 9.
That is correct.
Yep.
That is correct.
Should we wrap up the tag team matches?
Yeah, because this match is not your traditional tag team match.
No, it's not. It was added late on Dynamite. It's a double chain match between the Bang Bang Gang, Jay White and Juice Robinson, versus the Dogs, David Finlay and Clark Connors. If you like blood, I think you're going to like this one.
The Bang Bang Gang back at full force.
Love them. They're so fun.
So entertaining. Juice Robinson is a nut job, and I love every bit of it.
He is.
I love every bit of it. And then looking at this, it was kind of hard to pick because I'm trying to think who needs the W more.
Right.
And coming off of injury, I think it's Jay White. I think he needs a W going into Wimbledon.
And I think they want to start pushing Jay. So I don't think you can have him lose.
So I have the Bang Bang Gang beating the Dogs in the double chain match for 4 points.
4 confident points. I have the Bang Bang Gang for 4 confident points as well. Part of me thought maybe the Dogs get the win and then Jay White and David Finlay, because they're probably going to have a one-on-one match because the rivalry's built around those two and their history. Part of me thought the Dogs get this win and then Jay White wins in the singles. But I just don't think they give Jay White a loss in this match. So
no, and I think we have Finlay versus Jay White and Wembley.
Yeah, I think it makes total sense. Yeah. I like this feud. I like these teams. Looking forward to it. Let's see who Paul picked.
Guns up, baby. It's the Bang Bang Gang and the Dogs, man. That's a tough one because the Dogs have definitely come in and taken a couple L's that we didn't think they were going to take or that they should take for that fact. You've got David Finlay and Clark Connors, man. These two are both young. They're phenomenal. They've got bright futures ahead of them. You've got the Bang Bang Gang of Switchblade Jay White and the rumored soon-to-be father, Juice Robinson. We don't know if that's true or not, but it most likely is. Man, Jay White, fresh off the injury. He's hot. He came in hot when he came to AEW. He's been hot the entire time. We haven't seen enough of Jay White and Juice Robinson, in my opinion, because these are the two guys out of the Bang Bang Gang who normally end up out of the company for a while because they're injured. But with that said, I've got the Bang Bang Gang for 4 points.
Wow.
We all had the Bang Bang Gang for four.
Pretty smart people over here.
Majin, don't you dare bring up Jake Hager. Nope.
Oh, I think we talked about it last week. Let's talk about it again. How about him getting knocked the hell out by an ex-TNA star? And
Power I think star? I've watched it 386 times.
Ooh, I might have tickled 400. The best part was is I like the bussing with the boys, Tyler Luong, and I like watching their vlogs when they go to Vegas, and they always go to Power Slap before the obviously the night before a UFC event, and the only Power Slap to make Luong's vlog was Hager getting knocked the hell out, and he was just like holy shit. So
maybe just such he's that. Such a douche, like. He talks trash about Tony Khan to the camera. And, like, he's, like, one of the only guys ever to talk trash about Tony Khan. Everybody talks about how great a guy Tony is. It's like, he didn't really sign you, dude, because you suck.
Couldn't cut a promo because you had a lisp.
He sucks. Mom just said he watched it 69 times and laughed every time. Uh-huh. Yeah, Rhea and Buddy were in the crowd, and I think they enjoyed it a little bit by their reactions.
All right, let's get into a layup. We're due for a layup. My layup for the AEW World Championship.
We're doing the world title already? We're not saving it for last?
Yeah, because it's a layup.
It is very much a layup. I think we all three will have the same points and winner on this, but
Kenny, by God, Omega versus Kevin Propeller Plane Knight.
Propeller plane. dude, that end spot though, when he cleared the ropes from the ramp by just jumping like that with the clothesline, that dude's a freak. He's a freak athlete.
He might be the best athlete in AEW.
And that coast to coast he does, just stupid. Just stupid. If he could just get his mic skills a little better.
And you know, maybe working with Don Callis' family and with Don and some of those guys that are very good on the mic, Fletcher's very good on the mic, maybe it'll rub off on him, and maybe that's what he needs. But sometimes here of late, it's little nails on the chalkboard.
Macho, I got the upset here. The Jet is winning and facing Ospreay and All In. Huge match.
Majin definitely been drinking that spiked maple syrup tonight. Because if you think that's going to sell out Wembley, you go play with your twigs in the forest fires in Canada.
No offense to Kevin Nice, but that would not put asses in seats.
No, not in Wembley.
People would probably return their tickets.
Actually, you could probably pick up a ticket pretty cheap. Maybe we'll fly over there for the pay-per-view. The plane ride cost you $1,500, but I got me a $15 ticket.
Majin, if you believe that, you're even crazier than I thought. Yeah, nobody in their right mind's picking Kevin Knight to win this match. Nothing against Kevin either. I think he'll shine in this spot. I think it'll be a fun match, but he's not winning. He's not winning.
No.
So how many points you got on, Shep?
Ty Dillinger. Wasn't his name Ty Dillon?
I was going to do that, you son of a bitch.
Yes. Damn! Sean Spears, Ty Dillinger, give me the fucking 10.
Yep. 10 as well here. I'm guessing Workhorse agrees, but let's see.
Kenny Omega, Kevin Knight. Really, I don't have to say anything on this one. It's Kenny Omega, 10 points, hands down, all day, every day. I said last week on the show that I've got 1,000 points on Kenny Omega. And if we could wager 1,000 points on this prediction, I'd go for it because it's Kenny Omega walking away victorious in this match.
There you have it from the workhorse himself.
And then going into our final two matches, I'm going to save the other one. There's a reason I'm picking. I want to save the last one for last because I have a kind of a theory behind it.
That's scary.
Kyle Fletcher, the Protostar, versus Bandido for the International Championship.
This match might steal the night.
Might
steal a show, I should say.
This match for overall professional wrestling matches should steal the night. And I'm not taking away from Knight and Omega.
No.
But a little bit of technical wrestling, but majority of a high-paced match. This will be it. Not time to change the belt. I have Fletcher retaining as much as I enjoy Bandido. I have Fletcher retaining for 7.
7 for the Protostar. I have 8 on the Protostar. I agree. Fletcher's not losing that here. He just won it at Beach Break earlier this month. Bandito's ROH world title, world champ. I hate double champions. Sorry, Bandido. It's not your time. Your time to win individual gold in AEW will come. It's not on Sunday. Give me my boy Kyle Fletcher. Let's see if Paul agrees.
Kyle Fletcher and Bandido, both absolutely phenomenal in the ring. No pun intended there, Shep. But when you look at these two and the career paths that they're on, I don't think it makes any sense for the Protostar, Kyle Fletcher, to lose here. So I've got Kyle Fletcher for 6 points.
6, 7, 8. And it looks like I lost Shep for some reason. But, yeah, Kyle Fletcher's not losing this match. Could be a fantastic match, though. Modern said he's got the Protostar Kyle Fletcher. And he also said it'll be this or the Death Riders versus Bucks that will steal the night. Majin also said, but would you hate double champs if they're for two different companies? Because Bandido would still defend his ROH title. I could get more on board with that than a double champ in just AEW. But I want to see Bandido defend that ROH title more than he does. Because he doesn't defend it very much. So, and Shep, I'm just responding to him. He said, give me a minute. So, but yeah, I'm just not a fan of double champs. One thing I did want to bring up, I was going to wait till Shep got back, but I need to kill some time here. I like the seeds they keep planting for Fletcher and Okada. I'm starting to think maybe we get that at Wembley. Maybe Catch just thrown in there too, a three-way, even though, you know, we talk about hating three-way matches, triple threats, and that they're lazy booking, but there's so many different triple threats you could do at all, and which they won't do multiple ones, I don't think, but there are so many you could do with big time talent, and that's one. But yeah, I think Okada leaves the Don Callis family before Fletcher. And then you also got, you know, this tension with Kevin Knight too, with these guys, especially Kyle Fletcher. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the last person standing out of those three in the Don Callis family, because I think eventually two of those three will leave and go on their own. I'm watching. Also, you see Tony clear up the Tay shit. He's granted her release, and she asked last week. Anna is currently injured too. Yeah, I was actually on the Redemption Media call yesterday with Tony Khan. I had a question teed up. It was about the Sirius Channel 156 going from Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7 to WWE Radio, and if we could see AEW develop some sort of audio channel or platform to fill that need for all fans upset, but I didn't get called on. So unfortunately, I didn't get to submit my question. But yeah, so I was on the call and heard him say that live. I thought that was very interesting. Hope Ty Mello she's what she wants outside the ring. You know, maybe she just wants to go be a mom. He also said the Sammy stuff, him and Sammy, they're good. Sammy's going to be a part of AEW for a while. And then, like you said, Anna Jay is currently injured. And he said she extended her deal. He didn't really expand on that, but that's good to hear, which I figured she did since her boyfriend, Jungle Jack Perry, signed a new contract. So I figured she wasn't going anywhere. Bodge, as I tweeted, the family is a powder keg just waiting to explode right now. Sure is. Sure is. Yeah, I mean, he says that Sammy's staying, Majin, but we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell. Shep, one thing I was hitting on, I don't know if you could hear what I was saying, was I like the seeds that they keep planting for an eventual Fletcher versus Okada match.
Yes, yes. And I almost feel like that's one of those mentor-student type matches. Like, I feel like Okada is his mentor of a lot, and you know, eventually he'll want to do a match with him and probably put him over.
Might be at Wembley, because I think we could see Okada leave the Don Callis family before Fletcher.
Yeah, I don't see Fletcher leaving Don Callis anytime soon.
I think out of him, Kevin Knight, and Okada, he might be the last man standing of those three in the DCF.
Yeah. Yeah. I say Don Callis and Fletcher stick together all the way when Fletcher is in the world title hunt, legit world title hunt, not just getting a one-off match like he has before, like thinking about we're going to do a title change.
Yeah. Man like Danzo on YouTube. Any news on any new Jazz Warriors AEW figures right now? Not really. San Diego Comic-Con's going on right now. Jazzwares showed off like 6 AEW figures, but they were just ones that were already announced a while back that haven't gone to production yet. So the contract with Jazzwares and AEW runs up at the end of this year, and they cut the whole AEW team there. So that tells you what you need to know. So I don't know about the future of AEW figures. The Collect Major, Brian Myers, Matt Cardona's company did release some news this week that they're coming out with about 8 or 9 new figures probably within the next year. So that's the latest news on there. So
I felt like that San Diego Comic-Con was very WWE heavy.
It is. And Mattel, besides, I think they have like, besides Hot Wheels and Barbie, WWE is like their biggest property. So they do. They release a crap ton of stuff. So.
Well, and they had the press conference with Danhausen, AJ Lee, yep. CM Punk,
yep. Yep.
Rey Mysterio, yep. And Iguana.
Yep. And I do know AEW had some talent there today doing autographs. Tekla, Swerve. Still can't believe he's not on this card anywhere, but I think he shows up Sunday. There was some Speedball. There were some other names, too. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they had some people out there signing autographs. Majin, you guys see Okada after he hit him with the Rainmaker shrugging before going to continue. Yep, he did that after the match too, when his body language to Fletcher after saying he was sorry. Yeah, Okada's a dick, and it's fantastic. It's fantastic. All right, Shep, one more match to predict, and that is
the return of the Painmaker.
The Painmaker, Chris Jericho versus Tommaso Ciampa in a no-holds-barred match. This one's going to get bloody.
After what we saw on Beach Break, which I thought was a great match, I think it was billed as a no-DQ match on Beach Break. Wasn't it?
Correct. Yep.
And I thought Jericho, and I gave Jericho his flowers that the following Sunday. I was like, man, he really stepped up and did that. So now Ciampa wants this no hold barred match, and then I love that the Painmaker's coming back. So with that being said,
I think this tops off. I think the final one is at Wembley. The rubber match. I have Jericho for 2 points. The Painmaker.
Painmaker for 2 points. I'm right there with you with a lot of your thoughts. I think this is a trilogy. Ciampa got the first win. I think Jericho gets a win here. And then probably Ciampa goes over in the third one because I think that's what Jericho's going to do this run. I think he's going to put people over. I got Jericho for five. Painmaker for five. So let's see who Mr. Workhorse, Paul, picks for the last match of the night.
The Painmaker Chris Jericho versus Tommaso Ciampa. This is one of those matches that I've gone back and forth about since we knew we were getting it, especially, you know, no holds barred and everything else. I'm not 100% confident on this one. I feel this could go either way. But when it boils down to it, I've got Tommaso Ciampa for 5 points. The Painmaker is phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. I love Chris Jericho. But again, I think Jericho's in this point now where he's just going to be putting everybody over. So I've got Ciampa, 5 points. And Paul is
wrong again. I hadn't played in a while. He was agreeing with us.
Yeah, the two men's matches that Paul and I do not agree upon is Jericho Ciampa and the six-man ladder match, number one contender match.
Correct. Quick rundown on everybody's picks. Paul's got the Bang Bang Gang for four, Jack Perry for one, Tommaso Ciampa for five, Cajun Cope for seven, Maya World for two, Kyle Fletcher for six, the Death Riders, Moxley and Ospreay for three, Andrade El Idolo for eight, Tekla for nine, Kenny Omega for 10. I have the Bang Bang Gang for four, Speedball Mike Bailey for one, the Painmaker Chris Jericho for five, Cajun Cope for nine, Akira Shida for two, Kyle Fletcher for eight, the Death Riders Moxley and Ospreay for six, Andrade El Idolo for seven, Willow Nightingale for three, and Kenny Omega for 10. Shep's got the Bang Bang Gang for four, Speedball Mike Bailey for three, the Painmaker Chris Jericho for two, Cajun Cope for eight, Maya World for one, Kyle Fletcher for seven, the Death Riders Moxley and Ospreay for five, Andrade El Idolo for nine, Tekla for six, and Kenny Omega for 10.
That belt is going to look so good right there.
Keep dreaming, my friend. Pluggo, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Pluggo.
What do we have here? A cup of studs? And he said, KOP, feats, BTB. There you go.
I mean, all right. I'm not into the Pluggo's got young kids, young or old, like middle aged kids. Like, what is B2B?
Between two beers, dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Shep. I'm not name calling you, but come on.
Why? I mean, why don't you just type in between two beers? Then I would understand.
Well, he didn't type in kicking out pod. He put KOP.
Yeah, but I know what that means.
Well, you should. If not, we got problems. We got problems. Majin, he wants a best of seven between Fletcher and Bandito.
It's all tag.
Pluggo, what is Ship? Dumbass.
That's main event Ship to you, Pluggo.
Main event dumbass. Sorry, Ship.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, we are 1 hour and 3 minutes in. We are on the
Main Event Wrestling Network.
There it is.
Of course, we're always on there. We're part of the network. Go check out everybody grinding. Fall at main event_net. We're streaming live right now on the YouTube channel, so it gives you all the more reason to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. But also join the Discord. Hit the DMs. Join the Discord. We talk AEW, WWE, TNA, New Japan, Independence, AAA, Sports, Main Event Eats, the Food Series, memes, a little bit of everything. I mean, we're basically the new Pro Wrestling 24/7 because we're not a bunch of sellouts.
Yeah, we're not a sellouts.
So Go check out the boys. And I will be on the mixer on Sunday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's me, it's Boris, it's Butters, and it's Pierce. It's going to be a kick-ass show. We'll be talking Redemption. It's the Redemption Mixer. Come check it out live on the Main Event Wrestling Network social media channels, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday. So try not to, we'll get you ready for Redemption.
Try not to bring them boys down, Tanner.
I know. I got a whole court, man. That's scary. My God. Maple Leaf Pro as well.
Yeah, yeah. Maple Leaf Pro is very enjoyable to watch. I've watched some of their stuff.
Yeah, Plugger, you can crash our show anytime.
B2B, baby.
And congratulations, Plugger, on getting the media approval for SummerSlam. That's awesome.
He's going to SummerSlam.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. JBJ's going to be in Montreal for Redemption, covering Redemption.
Nice. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe JPJ can pick up some of that spiked maple syrup that Majin's been drinking all night and bring it back. Let us have a little tasty.
That'd be nice.
Just that'd be nice. After.
Shep, if you had the pencil, what match is opening Sunday night?
If I had the pencil, Fletcher Bandido opening the match.
That would be my second choice. A very good pick. I'd do Bucks versus Death Riders.
I mean, if I had a second pick, because they opened Beach Break, Jericho Ciampa.
Yeah.
And Beach Break was a hell of a show.
Sure was. Sure was.
I can also, like, if you, you know, obviously that's what we want. We're a little bit biased. I can also see them leading off with that six-man ladder match.
Yeah, I mean, ladder matches are fun, and have six guys. Yeah, that would be a fun way to start too. So
how big is the arena they're running?
I think they've sold close to 7,000 tickets. Okay, so it's I believe it's where the Montreal Canadiens play. So a good size arena, hockey.
Yeah, you mean the silver medalist Canadiens? Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the NHL team, the last Stanley Cup champions from Canada back in 93. Yeah, it's been since 93, you bunch of losers.
I know, but you didn't catch my...
Yes, trick. I did. Yes, I did. Canadians, silver medal. We've harped on them enough.
We have?
Most Canadians are nice. Then you got that jackass, the big dog over here.
I can see.
Jesus criminy. He said, I can see the big dog opening the show doing a live strip tease for all the fans in attendance. My God.
I had something to say there, and I'm not going to say it because I try to keep it PG-13 plus. So.
Plus. Don't get us kicked off the network, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The plus lets me like two F-bombs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
You've toned it down a little bit, so I'm proud of you.
Well, I've matured in my older age. I'm getting very mature.
Sure, we'll go with that. Last question,
I've kept it for one. I've kept it one drink a podcast.
That you have.
See,
I got one question for you before we start wrapping this up. Any returns or debuts Sunday? If so, who? Or here. Let me throw some names out, and you say yes or no. How about that?
Okay.
For debuts, Kairi Sane.
No.
Motor City Machine Guns.
Yes.
You would do it here and not in Detroit next week. I think you hold on for Detroit.
I mean.
That's where they're from.
3 days isn't going to make a difference. But if you're going to interject them in the tag title, why not have them debut on a pay-per-view? Now, I can also see them debuting in Detroit after Cage and Cope are in the ring talking about how they beat the Death Riders. That's kind of the easy way to do it. That's the layup.
You got two shows in Detroit. Dynamite Wednesday, Collision Thursday.
Yeah, if they're going to show up, it's going to be on Dynamite. I'm sorry, Collisionites.
Colliders. Colliders.
I call them Collisionites. It's just not getting the views Dynamite is. Dynamite's your show.
It's not going to.
But I could see them showing up.
Okay.
In Montreal.
Kofi and Xavier can't yet. They're not.
They're what, 2 weeks yet. Out? 2 weeks out?
Yeah, I think so. Malakai Black.
No.
Aleister Black and Selena Vega.
No.
God, I hope not.
Now, let me ask you a question here.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks out, the day that was new, is available.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Could you have Motor City Machine Guns wait 2 weeks, and as they make their debut to talk about Cage and Cope, we want a shot at that, blah, blah, blah. In the middle of the promo, all of a sudden, we have the day that was new debut.
I'm anxious to see what they're going to call themselves. But, yeah, you could, but I wouldn't do it. I would have them – they'd be on separate shows to give them each their own pop and, like, not the New Day will top anybody. But
remember one thing. Remember the last time you had two big debuts, they did it back-to-back. That was
Cole and Danielson.
Adam Cole and Brian Danielson.
Yep. Arguably the AEW's best band they've ever put on.
And we were watching that and we went, holy shit, there's Adam Cole, baby. And then we went, holy shit, plus. Here comes Brian Danielson.
Yep.
We had a double holy shit moment. So you can kind of do that as well. Although, yes, Detroit is just too perfect.
Yeah. Majin, what do you guys think is happening with Bayley? Saw she's been taking off stuff lately. She has. They've done an interesting angle with Lyra of Valkyria, where if Bayley doesn't resign, that was a way to write her off. And if she does, she could come back and beat Lyra up and keep that feud going. So it's very smart for once by WWE Creative. I think ultimately she does leave and go to AEW, but I'm like 55-45 right now. I think it's pretty close.
I'm leaning towards it because if you watched any of the WWE Unreal stuff.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong. She's been left off the last two WrestleMania cards, correct?
No, I think she was on there this year.
Was it the year before she was left off?
Year before, yeah, because her and Lyra were in the tag team match that lost to Brie and Paige this year.
Okay.
But yes, it was the year before they wrote her out with the injury, Becky Lynch return, blah, 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 blah.
I just feel like her and Creative are not on the same wavelength.
I agree.
And
her best friend's over in AEW.
She needs a fresh start.
Yeah. No, I hope she becomes All Elite.
A fresh start can do her really, really good.
I agree.
She's very entertaining, and she's a hell of an in-ring worker.
All right, so you shot down most of my debut possibilities. Is there anybody you think's going to debut Sunday? Or are we more likely to get returns?
If you get a return, it's Swerve.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I think Hangman shows up. That's not a return. He returned already.
He returned and cut a mid-ass promo.
And then we haven't seen him since. Stupid.
Yeah.
Really dumb.
Just because it was in his hometown. Or in his home state.
I think the MJF stuff had domino effects from this pay-per-view. Tony kind of beat around the bush without answering that yesterday. So. All right. I'll throw a couple possible return names out at you. Britt Baker.
I want her. I don't see it happening though. There hasn't been any talk, so there's no fire where there's no smoke.
My boy, Wardlow.
No, there's no spot for him.
He's come back soon. I just don't know when. It's soon. It'll happen before All Out. I guarantee that.
If Wardlow comes back, hopefully he just beats the shit out of Brian Cage and goes on.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Get him out of the Don Callis family and have him beat up Brian Cage. I'd be on board with that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Mod said he wouldn't mind seeing Zoe Stark in AEW. Yeah, she'd be a good hand. Supposedly, according to the IWC, there's 7 talents waiting to sign with AEW that are free agents.
I saw that. Well, I saw that.
If we think the Mercy Machine Guns and the Day of New are 2, that's 4 guys, 4 talents, I should say, not guys, right there. The other 3 kind of up in the air. I don't know.
Well, Vega, the Black.
God, I don't know.
The Black they call out. No, but I'm just saying they're available. I don't want them.
It does scare me though that Andrade popped up in her video she did the other day.
Yeah.
And like Andrade's success in his second run makes like Tony might be, oh, I can do this with Malakai. I don't think it can.
No, they can. And then I think Paul said this earlier. I mean, what about Bo Dallas?
Oh, God.
Not saying put him with the Dark Order, but
I don't like him that much. I'm sorry. I loved his brother, but
I the only time Bo Dallas has ever been entertaining was he was in NXT and he did the
Bo Leave. Yeah, it was so cheesy. It was good.
That was it.
All right, I got one more possible return for you. How about Buddy Matthews, since he's cleared now?
Yes.
I don't know what to do with him, but
do you have Buddy go after Brody King?
That'd be fun. I'd like to see a one-on-one match between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, hear me out, Jay Lethal. I just said that to piss you off.
I thought you were going to say Malakai. That's why I was rolling my eyes. Then you made me even eye roll harder.
No.
Yep. So, but that's all I got, Chip. I got nothing else.
For once, you're quiet.
I'm out of bullets.
Man, a few words.
Well, I hope you're right, Majin. I hope there's zero chance for Malakai and Zelina. I don't know. I'm scared about it.
I think that Malakai and Zelina can take their show on the road and do the independents like Cross and Scarlett.
Yeah.
And obviously they're doing fine. They get plenty of bookings. Take your show on the road. I just didn't feel that Black had any personality for any type of promos, vignettes, any of that shit. In-ring work, yeah, the guy could go, but he's not well-rounded.
Yeah.
It's not a guy I got to see every week on my television.
Hard to argue.
Well, it's because I'm always fucking right, Tanner. Oh, shit, now I'm PG-13 plus. There's 3 pluses now. Main event ship! Oh, fuck off.
I had to use it all night. I was being nice. You gave me a reason.
Wrap us up, big dog. Oh, wait. Sorry. Are you you're not the official big dog anymore.
No, I'm not the official big dog. Well, tell me what song to play in the background because I don't have a song for myself. Oh, wait. I got to get something to put over my shoulder while I do this.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Because I am Mr. Perfect Card, back to back. Oh, yeah.
You know, I always feel so bad for your wife that she had to spend money with a contractor to widen the doorway so you can get in and out of your
pocket. Come up with new material. You say that every week when I do this.
Well, it's true.
You're not wrong, but yeah. We're getting new flooring. Maybe we should have got expanded doorways, but we
didn't. Yes. Tanner needs expanded doorways.
We did. But what song am I playing? One of yours or one of Paul's?
You're definitely playing Paul's. You're wrong again.
All right. That's this one. Thanks for joining, everybody, for watching or listening to our AEW Redemption 2026 prediction show. my favorite pod we do every month. I always like doing these predictions. It's fun. See how we stack up against each other. But let's be honest. We all know come Monday morning, since Tony's going to run like a five-hour show, even though it starts an hour earlier, main card starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, not 8. Then, but come Monday morning, this gold belt's still going to be over my shoulder because I'm going to have a third perfect card in a row. And Shep and Paul will be battling for second place, but it is what it is. But make sure you're following along on social media at Kicking Out Pod. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on X. We're on Blue Sky. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you know whenever we're dropping new episodes, whenever we're dropping new content, you're not missing anything. If you want to support our podcast and look great doing so, go over to kickingoutshop.com. We got t-shirts like this NWO-inspired one I got on. We have Main Event Shep shirts. We got KOFNP ECW-inspired shirts. We got a little bit of everything. We got drinkware like this coffee mug with our three mugs on it and much more. And be on the lookout maybe for some new merch coming soon. We also got a pro wrestling tee store. Go check out our t-shirt designs over there as well. If you want to support us and not spend any money, we totally get it. We know times are tough right now. Just go give us that 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Helps us out a bunch because we are trying to be 5-star KOB. Got a lot of fun things coming down the pipeline. We got some fun guests coming up on our August 9th edition of KOP. Two of my buddies from the Turnbuckle Tavern, Chad Sneed and Chad Smith. Good dudes, big diehard AEW fans like us. They'll be joining the pod, chopping it up on the road to All In. And if you've got tickets to the AEW Dynamite and Collision in Fishers, Indiana on September 23rd, look for your boys. Me, Shep, Paul, we'll be sitting ringside. So you'll be able to see us from your living rooms if you're not there. But if you're there, it will remind you in the meantime till then. But if you're there, come say hi. We'd love to chat it up with you. And until next time, he's Main Event Shep Austin Shepherd. I'm your KOP Predictions Champion, Tanner Lee. Join us next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!